Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good morning, good evening, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. And tonight we have a night of tarot, oracles, and divination. And I really hope I get callers so I can do a tarot reading, you know, that'd be nice. But what happened is some people are not used to us doing divination on the radio anymore. They used to call us a lot when we were on the prior network. And for some reason on this network, they don't call us. And I don't know what's happening. I don't know why you don't call. But it could also be because I'm not doing the call-in for tarot shows as often as I used to. And there is a reason. I kept pushing the divination show to October because I thought it will be fitting to talk about divination on Samhain time. Because it's so traditional of this times of the year. And then we keep pushing it and keep pushing it. And I think the last divination night we had was like back in June or July or something like that. So anyway, if you have a question and if you want to type it in on the chat room, go for it. If you have a question and you want to send us a private message, you can do that as well. And if not, then you're going to be on for a ride where I will be talking about divination and tarot and oracles all night. And so be it. But anyway, I don't know if I forgot to tell you or if I did tell you. My name is Laura Gonzalez. Hi. How are you? We have this show called Lunatic Mondays. It's the first bilingual show for CSM Podcast. CSM Podcast has other shows who are also bilingual, actually trilingual. Paganos del Mundo is a show that is produced by yours truly, and it airs every Saturday of the month. And we have collaborators on Mexico, Spain, Argentina, and Brazil. So some of the shows are in Spanish. Some of the shows are in Portuguese, and once in a while we rotate on the second Saturday. Actually, we rotate the host, but the host that have a steady Saturday, Christian Ortiz, is always on the first Saturday. He's from Mexico. Harwet Uileva from Spain is always on the third Saturday of the month, and Petrucia Finkler from Brazil is always on the fourth Saturday of the month. And the second Saturday of the month, we alternate between Carolina Amor, who is also from Argentina, but lives here in Chicago. We have also Monica Gobin, who is also from Argentina, but she lives in Argentina. And then yours truly here in Chicago. And we might have... we might have a reading. Let me see, because they're texting me. Okay, so we are actually going to have a reading, so that's awesome. But there are other shows, of course, that they're in English, of course. On Sundays, we have Nature Mystic with Senior Minister from Circle Sanctuary, Selena Fox. And those are archive shows from her 2012 Circle Talk and Circle Magic shows. And They are, of course, wonderful shows, and they're from the archives. And you can listen on every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Wednesdays, she has a show. And this month of October, she's doing a special series talking about the story of the story and the history of Circle Sanctuary. This month of October, Circle Sanctuary celebrates its 45th anniversary. Circle Sanctuary has been around for 45 years. And Selena Fox, who else? Of course, she has all the memories and she has all the information. And that is happening on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Wednesday of October. And then on Thursdays, twice a month, we have Moon Magic with Reverend Janet Ewing. And what they're doing is they're talking about the moon of the month. And then the next show, they will have the ritual corresponding to that moon. So I figure that's a pretty cool thing for people that might be solitaries or that might not have a chance to practice all the time. And this is something we used to do on the radio in Spanish. We used to do it for Pagans Tonight in Español. And it's pretty cool to have rituals on the radio. So join Janet Ewen and David and listen to the shows. And then on Tuesdays, twice a month on Tuesdays, we have Deborah Rose with Circle Talk. And Circle Talk is variety shows. She's got different guests twice a month, and she does those interviews that are amazing. And then, of course, Lunatic Mondays, where we usually have interviews. Lunatic Mondays twice a month in English, and then Lunes Lunaticos once a month in Spanish. And of course, we usually have interviews in this show. However, for October, I left it open for Divination Night and questions, and to talk about divination a little bit, and to talk about why is it traditional that is done on Samhain. We're going to have at least one reading. There's a caller that has a question. So we're going to have at least one reading for tonight. But before we go into that, I want to play a song because it is a wonderful song. And I want to dedicate it to a person that I love with all my heart. You know who you are. I hope you enjoy this. We'll be back with more here on Lunatic Mondays. Don't go anywhere.
I am pagan and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know that I follow the goddess cause she rocks my soul. Don't need your Bible, I got the wisdom of the crone. Don't need your heaven, into this life I'm reborn. No Ten Commandments, one fills the bill, and in harm none do what you will. I am pagan,
And we're back live here on Lunatic Mondays, Lunas Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. And I have some amazing news for y'all. First of all, we have a caller, we have a question, and we're going to do a reading. So that is good news. But also the second set of good news is on October 28th, I will be talking about Day of the Dead, the origins and traditions of Day of the Dead. That will be here on Lunatic Mondays, October 28th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on November 25th, drum roll, play drum roll on your head, please. On November 28th, we will have an interview with none only than Christopher Hughes. And Christopher Hughes is the chief of the Anglesey Druid Order, and he's a very renowned international author, and he authored one of his books that is fantastic, that is called The Journey into Spirit. And The Journey into Spirit is a pagan's perspective on death, dying, and bereavement. And I am very stoked, I'm very proud to having Christopher Hughes as our guest on November 25th. And there's other shows for November. We're still trying to confirm what our Spanish show for Lunatic Mondays is going to be, what Lunes Lunaticos is going to be on November. But I know that November 11th, we're going to have the director of the Buckland Museum, Tony Rotunda is going to be here on Lunatic Mondays, and she's going to be talking to us about the Buckland Museum. So that is going to be, those are going to be very cool shows in November. So please don't miss the shows. Pass the news around, tell your friends, come listen to us. We are everywhere. We're on iTunes, iBox, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And we are, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. And we were talking about doing tarot readings for tonight, obviously, because the time is of the essence. This is traditional time of doing divination. We will talk more about that a little bit later, but I want to honor the caller that is waiting for their reading. And they say, their question is the drama almost over? Will my life begin to piece back together soon? Prosperity and health, mental and physical. We're going to pull a FICA reading for this question. And I'm shuffling and I am asking the divine, God, goddess, the ancestors, the guides, the forces to come through for this caller and give us the message that they need. So again, is the drama almost over? Will my life begin to piece back together soon? Prosperity, health, mental, and physical. And I have 5 cards for you. And I'm going to read them kind of like a song, right? The song that begins and then it goes in crescendo. And yes, at the end of the day, you have a 6 of coin reverse, meaning you are the one that is being receiving that wealth that you are looking for. But let me start from the beginning. You begin with the 5 of coins, and the 5 of coins, it's a card that talks about mourning and loss, separation, and that process of course, it happens when we have lost loved ones. It also happens, of course, when we have lost, our routine, we have lost a job, we have lost our pencil or our favorite piece of makeup. I mean, mourning a loss is not only the loss of a loved one. It could be any kind of losses in people's lives. I personally know the color, I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to string you all around. And I know on the case of this caller, yes, they have been mourning a lot of loss in their life. So we begin the reading with saying, well, this person is still going through this mourning process. And I think, because I know the caller again, that for the first time in a number of years, they are actually consciously and fully beginning the recovery from their mourning process. And I'm very happy to announce that the next card is an Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups, visually, there are eight cups laying, there are eight cups stacked very neatly on the floor. And then the person is walking away from the cups and towards a new path that is illuminated by the moon. And to me, nothing speaks of emotional recovery more than this card, because this card is about having our emotions finally kind of like how the cups are stacked neatly. This talks about our emotions being calm and being, you know, not as intense or not as all over the place as they have been in the past. Now, for some people interpret this card as, you know, walking away from relationships. And it could be also walking away from relationships that don't serve us anymore, or walking away from relationships where we have learned everything that it was there for us to learn, and then moving forward into new relationships. So basically, it's telling you about your new normal, you know, finding a new emotional strength that doesn't come from an outside source, but it comes from an inside source. The moon being present, obviously speaking of intuition and how you connect deeply and connect with that intuition, and then find that emotional stability. Then we have the Nine of Wands reverse. And the Nine of Wands is usually a card of completion and having worked enough and being able to kind of like sit down, relax, and look of our wealth. And this card is reverse, actually. So this card is telling us the work is not done. The emotional, the faith, the physical work is not done. So they're telling you here, yes, you're getting better emotionally. Yes, there's a lot of stability emotionally, but there's still a lot of work that can be done. And of course, all of us can continue our evolution on any given time. And I think that's what this card is talking about, you know, continuing a continuous evolvement of your mental health and also your physical health and also your wealth. So they're telling you, yes, you're getting better, but you still have to keep working. Don't give up. Keep on going. I know it's hard. I know you're tired. I know you want to give up. I know you want to throw everything out the window. But the card is saying, hold on for just a minute. Let's keep working. And then you have a card that I really, really like, because this is a Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is a card that talks about clarity of mind, thinking quick on your feet, and solving problems. And again, I know the caller and I know their story. So what I will say to the caller, I'm going to give you a clue. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the classes. You know the classes that you're taking on Wednesdays? Yep. Those are the classes that are coming to my mind. I think those classes will give you resources, will give you connections, and they will help you go back to a pace where you feel more into your skin and into your power and into fixing everything that you can actually fix. The things that you have power to fix, you will become that knight that comes to save you from the situations that have been thrown at you, because life has been throwing you a lot. So, honey, I'm very happy to tell you that the last card the last card that you have here is the Six of Coins reverse. The Six of Coins right side up, it's an image of a very wealthy person giving coins to people who are on a more unfortunate situation, and they are, you know, having to ask for help. And you have the card reverse, and this tells us about you not having to keep asking for help, you're not needing to be rescued by others, but you coming with your own resources, with your own ways of becoming healthier mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and being able to tap into your own wealth of resources to help yourself. So we know that you might have been able to ask for help, and you might have been cornered into asking for help a little bit, but it looks like that will be over pretty soon, and you will come into your own resources, and you will come into your own ways to be able to help yourself and not having to depend on anybody else, kind of like, you know, to come forward. So I'm very happy to, you know, have given you that reading, and I hope it serves you. And we're going to go listen to some music. We're going to listen to Celia Farren with this song for Something Wicked. Something Wicked is coming on the voice, by the voice of Celia Farren. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more here on Lunatic Monday.
I won't be your unicorn trick pony, though I have been called a unicorn. I won't be your three-dog night baloney. I won't compete with your women, booze, or porn. Something wicked's been stirring in my body. Something wicked's in my blood. Something wicked's been stirring up trouble. Yeah, I've had enough. Something wicked's been brewing in my heart space. Something wicked's in my mind. Not the good kind. I won't be your bird in the hand. I won't be your bird in the bush. I can't pull your head out of the sand. I can't pull your head out of your tush. Something wicked's been brewing in my body. Something wicked's in my bones. Something wicked's been stirring up trouble. Yeah, I'd rather be alone. Something wicked's been stirring in my heart space. Something wicked's in my mind. Something wicked's been brewing up trouble. No, it's not the good kind. And I have got the urge to purge it out. Got the urge to scream and a shout. Something wicked, where it comes from, nobody knows. Something wicked, when you stuff it, it only grows. Something wicked's been brewing in my body. Something wicked's in my blood. Something wicked's been stirring up trouble. Yeah, I've had enough. Something wicked's been brewing in my heart, babe. Something wicked's in my mind. Something wicked's been stirring up trouble. No, it's not the good kind. Trouble, no, it's not the good kind. No, It's not the good kind.
And we're back live here on Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN podcast, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. It's a mouthful. That's why we decided to do it, CSN podcast. Confirm. Buckland Museum interview with Tony Rotonda on November 11th. Christopher Hughes talking about The Journey into Spirit and all of his other projects on November 25th. And for those who speak Spanish, Gaby Martinez, the Dr. Gaby Martinez, will be talking to us about the flower tinctures, the back system, or back batch. I don't know how you say it in English. I guess it will be back flowers for tinctures and healing and holistic healing, and all of that is going to be in Spanish, of course. But I was telling you that I wanted to talk about oracles and tarot, and why is it traditionally so important that we read oracles, so that we talk about oracles at this time of the year. And first of all, what is an oracle? Now, in very modern times, we call oracles this set of cards that have a drawing or an illustration, and then there's a booklet with meanings, and then you can read the oracle, right? You can pull a card and then you read the booklet, and that is the message. But originally, oracle actually is the messenger. So when we hear, and we hear this time and time again, the Oracle of Delphi, and how the Oracle of Delphi say, know thyself, and how the messages from the Oracle guide these heroes on these journeys, and et cetera, et cetera. But the Oracle was not a stone. It was not a place. The Oracle was actually a person. And the person will give the message. So in reality, we, the messengers, are the oracles. And there are very many different ways of doing divination, of course. And one of those ways of doing divination is through cards. And we have two different divination sets of cards. The cards that are the tarot, which is a complete system of a very defined number of cards, the major arcana, the lesser arcana. We involve colors and numbers and elements. And in Jungian tarot, we have this theories of collective unconsciousness and archetypes and all that. And for people who read tarot in more of a divinatory way, they still intuitively relate to the archetypes and to the imagery. So, but the tarot itself is a system in and out of itself, and the oracle is still the messenger. However, there are these other decks of cards that are now called oracles. And when you say the word oracle, most people relate it with this set of cards. And most commonly, they come between like 40, 60. I have seen oracles as little amount of cards as 25. And the greatest I think I've seen is like 96 cards. And of course, they vary in price and they vary in styles and they vary on the illustrations. And some are very digitalized and modern, and some want to be more like Renaissance art and whatnot. And those come with an illustration and a message from the author. So when you pick one of those oracle cards, what you're reading is a message from the author. It's not an interpretation by the reader. And you might think they are not as good or they are not as accurate, right? Because it's something that is written on a book. However, let me tell you, they are just as accurate. They are just as good as a tarot reading will be. They are just two different systems, and neither one is better than the other, and they are both just as good. I think with Oracle card readings, the advantage is that they're very practical, and you don't need to have a whole lot of formation on how to read a whole system of cards versus a tarot reading. You have to know the whole system. You have to understand what every card means, et cetera, et cetera. So they are two different systems, and they are very, they are used in very different ways. So, you know, there you have it, folks. That will be the difference between tarot readings and oracle readings. And when we titled this show for tonight, we were supposed to have, by the way, we were supposed to have two readers. Carolina Moore was supposed to be with us doing the tarot readings. She had an emergency situation that prevented her from being on the show tonight. First time ever. She's been my collaborator for like 7 years on the radio. And unfortunately, today she couldn't be here. And that's why I'm here on my own. Not on my own. I'm with you. But I don't have a co-host or another guest. But I titled the show Oracles because sometimes Carolina will bring her oracles, and man, does she have a collection. She has charm oracles and card oracles, and oh my goodness, she's got a plethora of divination systems that she uses, and I'm more into mostly tarot. But anyway, we do have a caller, and I want to give a chance to everyone that calls to actually get their reading. So why don't I play a short song? This song is called Bless Your Planet. And I will play this song while I go screen the call, and then we might have another tarot reading. So don't go anywhere. We are back with more on Divination and Oracle Tarot Night with Lunatic Mondays with Laura Gonzalez.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
And we're back live here on Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast Circle, Sanctuary Network Podcast. And we have a caller in queue, and they have a question. So why don't I, I'm sorry, why don't I let you, area code 480. Area code 480, you're in the air, honey. So if you can please state your name and ask your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I was wondering, do you see anybody new coming into my life soon?
All right, Keisha, we're going to try to answer this question to the best of our abilities. And in order to do that, let me shuffle at least three times. And may the God and Goddess and may the energies, the ancestors, if any, for Keisha want to come forth and give us an answer and some guidance. I'm going to pull five cards for you, Keisha, as well as I pulled for the first caller earlier. And let's see, what do we see? All right, so we have where you are, where you want to be, what crosses you, what to do, what not to do. Okay, this is interesting. All right, first of all, Keisha, the card that you have representing you is the card of judgment, honey. And I wonder if you are judging yourself too harshly, if you are not feeling that you are worthy of love, that you are worthy of a companion, if you are maybe self-sabotaging a little bit, any relationship that could be coming your way. It feels to me that you are a little bit nitpicking on you, or the second possibility is that whatever suitors might come your way, they get the X-ray treatment where you are not allowing anything to get passed by you. And look, I'm not telling you to lower your bar. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is there's not going to be a perfect person. You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody has their little quirks, their little personality discrepancies, and the little, you know, things that might look like a deal breaker, but it might not necessarily be a deal breaker. Then the other card that you have here is the Seven of Swords, and the Seven of Swords is telling me that you are sending mixed signals, that sometimes you are telling people or you are allowing people to see you as available, ready, and willing to have a dating or companionship relationship. And sometimes you're like, psych, no, I'm not ready. I don't want to have a serious relationship. So we have kind of a perfect storm here where we are being a little picky, and also we're sending mixed signals. So unfortunately, that seems to be working against you. What is actually crossing you from getting to find a companion, believe it or not, is family. For some reason, you have the card of family, health and wealth, as an obstacle, as a card that is crossing you. So I don't know if you invest a lot of time in your family, if you have children that you need your attention, if you have family members that are probably giving you their advice of what they think it will be the perfect companion for you, or if simply all your time is invested on your family. And then you have two pieces of advice, and these are just that. They're pieces of advice. They are not situations that you have to do or that you have to commit. Is just what came out for you. And the first one says, when it comes down to sacrificing for others, when it comes down to spending your time taking care of others, you're free, Keisha. You don't need to stay there. You don't need to be tied to this sacrifice or this situation where you felt that you didn't have your freedom. Again, this evokes that relationship with family. And I wonder if you're taking care of a elderly family member or if you're taking care of a grown-up child, and you think that you are needed there 24/7, and the reality is no, you're free to go. So don't enable them by staying around when you are not really needed anymore. And that is preventing you from socializing and from getting to know other people. And of course, what not to do, don't be a hermit. Don't be a recluse. Get yourself out there and, you know, try to find the happiness from within and without. But going out and being social, you know, it almost, and I don't know if I'm really like truly reading you completely or if I'm completely off mark, but it's almost like I can see you cooped up at home taking care of other people that really are not even, they don't even need you. And the ones that need you, they're not thanking you. And all the while, time, precious time is running away from you. And you're not putting yourself out there in the universe trying to meet a companion. So Keisha, I'm going to open the microphone for a minute and just let you give us some feedback, okay? You are live on the radio once again, Keisha.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that was about right. That was about right.
All right.
Definitely was right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for calling, and I wish you the best, and I send you all the blessings, and may you find the companion that you are seeking. And thank you for calling. And, you know, we do this tarot and divination nights once every other month or so. And thank you for the first caller that also called earlier. And we're gonna continue the show tonight. I'm going to pull a general reading for the week for whoever listens to the show, kind of like concentrating and thinking about Samhain. I want to pull a card from the Halloween Oracle. And this Halloween Oracle deck is the one that was created by Stacy DeMarco. Stacy wrote all of the messages, and the illustrations were created by a collaborator of hers. And I think the name of the artist is here. It should be here in the booklet. Give me one second. I know the name of the... It's a guy, I think. It's a male. Okay. Stacy DeMarco is the author. And unfortunately, we don't have information by the artist who created the illustrations. And if it is here in the book, I just cannot find it. But anyway, I have the Halloween Oracle deck. And as I was telling you earlier, these Oracle decks have a different number of cards. Sometimes they're just a few. This one in particular, I think there are 30 cards. I don't know. I'm looking. Please bear with me. Yeah, they're just about 30 or 40 maybe. But anyway, we have this oracle for today, and I want to pull a reading for you to kind of like keep it with you for the week or for the season if you want to. This is a very fun oracle, and I bought it, of course, because on the box it has decorated skulls that they almost look like the sugar skulls from the Day of the Dead, the traditional sugar skulls. They are not necessarily the same, but they're very similar. And of course, it caught my eye, and it was an impulse buy. And I'm happy I follow my impulse, because thanks to this oracle, I actually learn about the work of Stacy DeMarco, and I am her fan. No, she does not pay me to promote her work. I just talk about her work because I like it. And let's see what kind of card do we have for today. And lo and behold, we have the skeleton. And that's funny because I was talking about decorated skulls, and in this case it's a bear skeleton. It's a full skeleton and it's bare. There is no embellishing traits on it. And to give you an idea of how these oracles work, I will read you the whole information that is here so you can have an idea of how these oracles work. I am reading literally from the booklet. So it says the skeleton strength, and it has a little verse. On the outside is flesh, on the inside is bone. There is strength and vulnerability and power we have grown. Halloween is a scary festival. It's meant to frighten. We are meant to feel the release of being pleasantly scared. We trick or treat even though we know that someone might surprise us. We watch horror films knowing they will scare us. We even dress as skeletons who have no flesh at all, and their bones are there for all to see. In short, we show our vulnerability at Halloween and our strength in facing our fears too. There is incredible strength in showing vulnerability. It can often be the bravest course of action and the most frightening. More often than not, it's a powerful catalyst for a personal growth, even though we might not be able to perceive that at the time. By showing our true selves and displaying some balanced vulnerability, we can seek and receive greater understanding from others. By admitting that we are wrong or that we don't have the solution when we are expected to, we leave more room to turn things around faster. By asking for help and support rather than acting as martyrs and feeling resentful shows strength and wisdom, not weakness. Should the skeleton card bring itself to your attention, there to show strength and vulnerability, if that is what you really feel. Shame, pride, grudges, or embarrassment are hefty burdens that need not be carried through the darkness of night. And then, of course, when I do my video readings, I will probably just read the last part twice. Should the skeleton card bring itself to your attention, there to show strength and vulnerability, if that is what you really feel. Shame, pride, grudges, or embarrassment are hefty burdens that need not be carried through the darkness of night. So there you have the message for us, the oracular message for us for either this week or the season or for Halloween night or for the month of October. I leave that up to you and for how long you want to be connected to this energy of the skeleton card. And again, that was a reading from the Halloween Oracle by Stacey DeMarco. And before we go tonight, I wanted to talk about this traditional divination time on Samhain and the relationship between having divination nights on Samhain time. And of course, it is a tradition that goes, it comes from the Celtic times and it comes from the times of people celebrating in Europe, more particularly in Ireland, as it is said that the biggest concentration of Celts and Druids was there. But the Celtic people was extended from what some believe the north of Africa, Greece, Rome, all the way to the Iberian Peninsula and to some parts of the Middle Eastern. So the Celtic peoples were everywhere in Europe. And these traditions of divination were predominantly done on Samhain time. And of course, Samhain time, it was a feast time. It was the last harvest. And it was a time to feast, to eat, to enjoy together. It was when the cattle was put on the barn and whichever animals couldn't be fitted on the barn, they were then slaughtered and eaten. And it was a huge party and it was a huge celebration. And in this celebration, they used to have these games and they were divination games. And some of them have evolved and they actually crossed the ocean and came to the United States and all, some parts of the Americas, of course. But they have their roots on the Samhain time. And what I was, it was very funny, it was very peculiar for me to realize that a lot of these games had to do with finding a companion, finding a loved one. In this case, it was mostly women finding a spouse, trying to find a spouse. And the most traditional one, and the one that is still alive and well, and we can see it every year with the Charlie Brown special, is Bobbing for Apples, right? So, of course, you've seen it. You probably have done it. I didn't grow up in the United States, so I've never done it, actually. But I've seen it, and it's pail of water, a pail filled with water, and then apples that are, you know, floating there, and you're supposed to have your hands behind your back, and you're supposed to literally just bob for the apple and then catch an apple with your teeth. And the traditional meaning of it was that if you were quick on catching an apple, that's how quickly you will find a companion for your life. But then what I learned recently is that the condition of the apple will tell you how the relationship will be. So if it was a nice, crisp, firm apple, your relationship was going to be very nice, very, you know, trusting and loving and caring, etc. But if your apple was a little bit kind of like on the old softer side or bruised or whatever, then that's how the relationship was going to be. So I find it fascinating, and that's a piece of information that I just learned recently. The other divination with apple was the peeling of the apple. So you will grab an apple and you will grab a knife, and then you will start peeling the skin off of the apple. And of course, the idea was that you peel the apple, all of the skin, on one piece. And then that skin will be stretched out and it will look like a letter. So if it looked like an L or an M or a K or whatever, that will be the initial of your loved one, the possible companion that will come into your life after that Samhain night. And I find that, of course, fascinating. And another one is this traditional cake that it was made, of course, also to celebrate Samhain time. And in this cake, inside the cake, they will put a symbol, they will put a button, and a coin, and a string. And then you will cut the cake and you will eat your piece. And if you get the symbol, then that means you will be single forever. You will not find a companion. So you will become, oh my God, I can't remember the name, the horrible name that they give this woman. It's not a seamstress, it's something similar to that, but I cannot. Spinster. You will be a spinster. Which is terrible. But this one at least includes the man. So if the man find the button, they will mean that they will remain single also forever because they're not husband material. And that kind of like is sad. But if you find the string, then it will mean that the string of your life will develop and your story will continue and it will be a pleasant one. And if you find the coin, obviously, it meant wealth. So your life will be wealthy and healthy and you might find a very good companion and your life will be, you know, like super happy. I'm drinking a little water. That's a problem when you don't have a co-host. You have to be talking the whole show. And of course, my mouth is getting a little dry. Another divination system that is from the antiquity was hanging sheets. I don't know what's the point of hanging sheets, but, you know, during the holiday, you're doing a celebration and then you are washing and then hanging sheets. And the idea was that through the sheets, you will see a silhouette or you will see a shadow. And that shadow will, again, be the initial of the person that you love. So all of these games had to do with romantic pairing and romantic encounters. And I'm not going to lie, I am not mad that these traditions have kind of like fallen away of favor, because life is more than just trying to find a companion. However, it's now in modern times that we use some other different divination systems for Samhain. And I think that is pretty cool. Of course, me being a tarot reader, I find it fascinating that tarot reading has encountered itself back again, front and center on Samhain time celebrations. At one time, we have a dumb supper with a group of friends. And what I was doing is I was doing divinations, but I was just saying silly things, and within the silly things that I was saying, there was a message, right? So it was fun, of course, but normally it is actually a serious tarot reading that is done during the dinner or after supper time, or sometimes people would just get together on Samhain time and they would just do readings, and these are more of 19th and 20th century traditions, not only divination with tarot cards or oracle cards, but also with pendulums. And I used to be a skeptic about pendulums. I used to think, you know, that is a lie. People are moving them and they are choosing. However, it wasn't until I started training myself and working with the pendulum that I was like, whoa, these guys really connect with you and they really move on their own. And it is, again, about being the oracle, about being the channel, and about you allowing the pendulum to give you the answer. So I think it's one of the modern, very cool modern tools for divination. Another one that is filled with controversy is the Ouija board. In my opinion, a Ouija board, a pendulum, and a tarot card are not that different. To me, they are pretty much the same. They are divination tools. However, some people don't feel comfortable with the Ouija board. You know, they're very afraid of it. They find it scary. They saying that you open portals and that it's like demons come through and whatnot. Honestly, I don't know. But I have never used one. So call me chicken if you want to. I just have never been with another person that is not afraid of using it. And I own a couple of Ouija boards. They were both gifts. And I'm very, very thankful because they were gifts. I mean, that is very peculiar that actually you're gifted Ouija boards. And I have them and they're very nice. They're circular, actually. But I've never used them. So I started doing tarot when I was 16 years old, and that has been my media since, you know, then. But if you feel a little bit uneasy using the Ouija board, then forget it and stick to what you like. But if you're not afraid and you like to use the Ouija board, then go for it. You know, that is another tool of divination for this time of the year. And with that, I will say goodbye tonight. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. We're very thankful for the colors that were here. We're very thankful for the people that were around and they called for their questions. And we hope to hear you once again or to connect with you once again when we have another Tarot Oracles and Divination Night, which will probably be in January, you know, to begin the year. We might have another divination night. As I was telling you earlier, on November, we're going to have Tony Rotunda talking about the Buckland Museum. We will have Christopher Hughes talking about death and bereavement. And in Spanish, we will have Gaby Martinez talking about the back system, the divination the healing, I'm sorry, the alternative healing system. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being part of the show. And we're going to go off tonight with this song by Celia Farran called Ritual. Thank you for listening to Lunatic Mondays. And never forget that you are loved. Good night.
Just right, and I stepped into the shining, shimmering light, and I got witchy on you, baby, if you know what I mean. I got witchy on your crazies, and I did it nice and clean. You were gone from me, cause I shut the portal, I burned a candle and cut and I buried your lies near the old oak tree. I did a ritual, and now you're free. Well, I waited for my heart and my intention to align, and I gathered all my tools, and I slipped into the night, and I went priestess on you, push became a shove. I went priestess on your crazies, and I did it all with love. You were gone from me, cause I shut the portal, I burned a candle and cut the cord, and I buried your lies near the old oak tree. I did a ritual, and now I'm free. I'm free.
Joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.